You know, this is one of those stories we have to do, legend. And maybe this guy will explain to me why. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did we ever get to a point where we could go away on vacation, come back, and have people that decided to live in our house, and we can't get them out?
And those people think that that's their house.
Right.
They talk to us like we're the visitors.
They're trash talking us.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
going to
call
you.
The police on you. It's my house.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out about that. Thanks to State Representative Ken Borton, a Republican from the 105th District, introducing a plan to protect property owners from squatters. Representative Borton, it's Paul W. Smith and Lomas Brown.
Hello, Paul W., and thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Under current law, police can remove people for trespassing onto private property. But when trespassers begin to illegally occupy private property and claim they have a legal reason to stay there, the process apparently gets much more difficult for property owners. You are going to do something to try to fix that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, can you believe how crazy that is?
It's crazy.
Obviously, it is crazy. And I did not realize that, because I know here in the state of Michigan, we have a squatter law. And, of course, squatters have been in the news. You know, recently the state of Florida passed some legislation. So I did a little digging into ours. And the only way you can be protected against squatters in Michigan, if squatters stay on your property for 15 years, then they got the right to have
what?
It.
15 years?
That's crazy.
Well, wait a minute.
Yeah, so
you
that,
say that,
that
if they stay on it for 15 years, then they have a right to keep the property?
Yeah, it's called adversion. You know, say your next door moved a fence onto your prop and you just left it after 15 years. Now all of them, they've got the right to claim your property.
Well, that's wrong, too. Oh, I'm sorry. That's wrong, too.
Wow.
I agree, and maybe that'll be another we'll take up. But what I'm concerned about are the squatters 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months. Like you said, somebody could vacation, you know, for a week back. Somebody could have broken into their home. And, of course, what would you do? You would call the police. The police would come out, and that person that broke in your house, all they got to do is say, no, this is my place. Now it's turned into a legal battle. At that point, you know, the sheriff's department have to be hands off at that point. So that's absolutely crazy. So what I would do is give that owner a right to file a complaint under the penalty of perjury. And there's a number of things that they've got to prove, sheriff officer. And then at that point, that person can be removed immediately, which is exactly how things should work.
Is this something that you're going to make happen?
Yeah,
this is some. This legislation was introduced Tuesday, and so it's already been assigned, obviously, with the folks, including the chair, and get some hearings going on. People can understand, because what I want to make sure people know is this law is not intended for landlords to use it to just anybody, you know. Soon. I mean, that's a court.
Hey, you know what, Representative? What you're saying is so important. I want us to be able to hear you. I'm going to ask the guys back at the studios to hang up and call you back, or you call us back, however that worked out, because we want to be able to hear you, and you're breaking up too much. So they're going to call him back.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm in Michigan.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah,
right.
All right. So let's get him. They're going to hang up and get him back.
Yeah, because
right, so.
I mean, one of my questions to him is, why is the process? Why does the eviction process take so long?
Right.
I mean, why does that process have to take so long? And I think that's a reason why a lot of these squatters, when they get in there, I mean, because the process takes so long, they actually, I think, believe that they own that property,
right,
or they're entitled
right
to be there.
I do not understand, other than I'm guessing it's because, sadly, there are people who illegally try to kick people out of places where they've paid the money to rent it, or they've decided they want to get rid of these people because they need to raise the rent, and they can't raise the rent on these people.
Yeah.
So I'm sure it came about because of some bad behavior by the good people.
Yeah.
But it it's not the behavior of the regular people who go off somewhere, come back, and find that their house has been taken over. And I know State Representative Ken Borton, the Republican from the 100th District, is back with us. More and more reports of squatters have been popping up across the country. And let's face it, Michigan is not immune. So you want to get on top of this early.
Yeah, absolutely. And I apologize for my phone breaking up. That's something we have to deal with in northern Michigan with our cell service up here. But yeah, you're absolutely right. That, you know, the law right now is in favor of the squatters, which is absolutely wrong. And that's what my law hopes to fix. So if you've got somebody that's broken into your home, claims that they are the new owners or tenants, that you can immediately have them removed.
Yeah. Well, it is a kind of a problem. I don't understand why we are at this point in Lomas. I agree.
I wanted to ask, do you think it was exacerbated by, you know, during COVID? You know, a lot of rent got forgiven. You know what I'm saying? People
Good
were
question.
Able to
we have
stay
about
in
a,
their house.
About a minute and a half or so. What do you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, personally, I am a landlord, and during COVID, I was one of the ones that was a victim of my tenant not having to pay, and I went 13 months. But that's a completely separate issue. I did have to go through the whole court process. It was expensive. It was time-consuming. And that's not what this law is trying to do. That's what I want to make clear, too, that people know that this is not a law that's going to help landlords just evict somebody immediately. They still have to go through the whole process. This is just going to be, they come home, they discover someone has broken into their home and they're living there. You know, a couple of great examples. There was a woman in New York, her mother passed away. And when she went to her mother's house to, you know, clean it up or gather her possessions, there was somebody in there. Now, this woman decided she was going to take it on herself because police weren't able to help her, and she was actually shot and killed.
They killed her.
So,
wow.
I mean,
they killed the woman.
Yeah,
wow.
They killed the woman. And then another case when they were there, when the police arrived, they arrested the homeowner for trying to get the people out of their house.
This has got to be fixed. I salute you, State Representative Ken Borton, the Republican from the 105th District, for trying to get it fixed. Thank you, sir, very much. Let us know how it's going along the way.
Do. Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Lomas.
Thanks,
Ken. Thank you. Yeah, Lomas, there's some things like this that you look at and you go, you got to be kidding.
Wow, it's unbelievable.
In this day and age, no way. We're heading toward the news, and we've got another hour. Glad you're with us. Lomas Brown, Paul W. Smith.